Thank you for tuning in to the station that plays your kind of music from yesterday and today. This is Gosport Hospital Radio, bringing Gosport closer to you. There's a man I need.
Afternoon to you too. Right, here we are. It's another Tuesday. It's the 24th of March, 2026. And I'm on for the next 2 hours. This is Bob's 5060 special. And for those of you who do regularly listen, you'll know that it's quite a compact 2 hours of 50s and 60s music and bits of interest from those years anyway. So you're welcome to sit there. And if you're in Ward's Hospital listening to this, just sit there easy. You haven't got to do much, just sit there and listen to some great music. And I've been doing this for a few years, so I can assure you, I only play good music. So, we're going to move straight on now, and this is an old one. This goes back to It's called Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, which came out in Got Your Gun, isn't it? Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. And that was played by Freddie Cannon, American rock and roll singer, whose biggest international hits included Tallahassee Lassie, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, and the Palisades Park. And that became first record of the rock era to have a full brass section. So it reached number three on the Billboard charts in early 1960. The song was performed by Harry Connick Jr. in September 2005. That must have been quite an interesting tune. And a concert for Hurricane Relief. There you are. That raised over $50 million. So welcome to Gosport Hospital Radio. I hope you're going to stay with us. If not, you should be able to. If you're in the wards, listen to your app or your laptop. We provide a exact same soup. Service with earphones to each bed. There's a plug-in just behind the bed there, and we provide the earphones as well. So if you want to ask one of the nursing staff, there's phones available. You can take them with you. There's for use for your life. And but if you want to just sit there and listen to music, you don't have to tune in or anything. It's all set up. All you have to do is just turn the volume up or down. And when you go to sleep, just take them off. So, quite simple. Also, you can find us on our app, which is Listen to My Radio. Go to your app store, look for Listen to My Radio, search for Gosport HR, and that will put you straight onto us, gives you all details. Or you can find us on our website, which is Gosport Hospital Radio Studio at gmail.com, or just go for Hospital Radio, Gosport Hospital Radio, and all the details will be on there for you. All right? You can even request if you want. I'm looking at a screen here which is set up for requests, and if you want to text us, it's 07443 620861. I'll do that again, 07443 620861. And the landline, which I think we're using only for answer services at the moment, it's 02392 601 600. That's 02392 601 600. Right, so as you know, we are a charity. We depend an awful lot. Well, we do depend on all funds that we receive to pay for all our equipment. And I'm sitting here looking at some very expensive equipment, and it has to be replaced. And nowadays, it's not like the old days where you sort of have a radio-like system sitting in the corner, and you just plug it in and unplug it and valves and everything. This is all computerized, and it has a lifespan of not very long, about 4 or 5 years if we're lucky. So we have to continuously keep raising funds for it, and the public of Gosport has been very generous over these many years. We've got an ASDA fundraising event in the Gosport ASDA fundraising event on the 28th of March, and you're welcome to join us down there. We'll be down there from about 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm sure they'll enjoy you going down there to support them. And there's also some lovely music to play down there. And if you're lucky, you ask one of the presenters, they'll play some music for you. Okay? Right, let's go back to the music. Just before I do that, just a few things to let you know what I do or what we're going to do through the next 2 hours. I've got a couple of top 10 charts from the 50s and 60s. One is dated from... I've lost me a bit of paper. Oh dear, I have to read that out. Oh no, here it is. I think is this it? Yes. This is it. Yes. We've got two top 10 charts from the 50s and 60s. One will be dated from the 16th of December 1965. That will be the Beatles. And the other will be 1950, top selling record of the year. Now, in 1950, they didn't have charts per the week or whatever, and it was the top selling record they had throughout the year. So this particular record will be the one that's played that was played the most through that year, so I'll keep you guessing on that one. And I'm going to try and squeeze in another two of the favourite children's tracks that were popular in the 50s and 60s. Do you remember we used to have Children's Hour on the radio and Children's Choice, all those sort of things, and there used to be a few regular requests that people used to play. Now if I've got time, I'll squeeze those in. Now, this week, we'll be playing the Jerry and the Pacemakers, which is the band that we've been supporting this week. And as you may have known, if you've listened to this programme, the last few weeks, I've been highlighting a lot of the bands that made the 60s music, the Beatles, the Hollies, Searchers, Brian Paul and Tremolos, the Shadows, the Kinks, Cliff Richard, Beach Boys, Moody Blues, all those sort of bands. And this week we're going to have Jerry and the Pacemakers. Now, next week is going to be the last week I'll be doing this, and it'll be The Who. So there are lots of small bands, but I feel that I've emphasised on most of the big bands. Now, The thing with Jerry and the Pacemakers this week is, and I'll be reading a bit more about it in, as we go along, is that they only made 3 number one hits. They had 3 number one hits, and they did play some other good bits of music as well. But they went on, they was only a band for about three or four years. And anyway, we'll go on to that now. Let's have a bit of music and we'll discuss that in a minute. Anyway, what have we got next? Well, we got On the Road Again by Canned Heat. Would you believe? Yes, this is the 60s as well.
Thank you. If you see a red X, change lanes safely. Red X's are there to protect you and others from danger. Driving in a red X lane is an offence.
Guess there's no use in hanging round. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to know. After I heard her say hello, I couldn't think of anything to say. Since you're gone, it happens every day. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Somebody wait and see. Who am I kidding? Only me. 'Cause no one else could take your place. Guess that I am just a hopeless case. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you.
While the flame is strong, 'cause we may not be the young ones very long. Tomorrow, why wait until tomorrow? 'Cause tomorrow sometimes never comes. So love me. There's a song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young dreams should be dreamed together. And a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And someday, when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, and you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young dreams should be dreams together. And a young heart shouldn't be afraid. on some day. While the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own.
Welcome back. That was obviously Cliff Richard from the Young Ones, come out in 1962, and it was a single by him in the Shadows, written by Sid Tepper and Roy C. Bennett. It's the title song to the 1961 film The Young Ones and the soundtrack album. It went straight to number one in the UK singles charts and the first British single to do so, and it held that position for 6 weeks and spent 20 weeks in the charts, sold over 1.06 million copies in the UK and 2.6 million worldwide. Fantastic, really, at that time. A track was included on Cliff Richard and the Shadows' number one EP hits from the Young Ones. Also, a signature tune to one of these comedy things, wasn't it? I've forgotten the name of it now. I think it was called The Young Ones. And then prior to that, we had Can't Get Used to Losing You by Andy Williams. That came out in 63. It peaked at number two both the US and the UK charts. In the US, the single spent 4 weeks at number two on Billboard 100 charts. He's So Fine by the Chiffons and I Will Follow Him by Little Piggy March and topped the Easy Listening chart for 4 weeks, peaking on both in April 1963. So there you are. And that was one of those songs that used to get played if you were sort of a young couple, say, you know, like one of these debutante girls and all sorts of things in their late 20s or early 20s. And they used to go to these parties, these official parties, and that was always what used to get sung there. It was acceptable to have Andy Williams singing, let's put it that way. You would never have heard Rolling Stones singing. And prior to that, we had On the Road Again by Canned Heat, 1967. That came out and reached number eight in their charts. Recorded by the American blues rock group Canned Heat, a driving blues rock boogie, it was adapted from earlier blues songs and includes the mid-1960s psychedelic rock elements. Right, well, welcome back. As I said, you've got me listening to you for... we're coming up for the news. I mustn't forget that. I sometimes waffle on too much and then I've ended up losing the 2 o'clock news. So hopefully we'll be here. I will be doing my musical memory down memory lane at some time or other. It's generally around about 20 past two, something like that, when I can fit it all in. And so, you know, we're going to... a lot of things to squeeze in. I always say when I get to the last quarter of an hour, I've got so many things to squeeze into play. It's just amazing because there's an awful lot of music. 60s, 50s had so much music, and it was a great variety. From you think about 1950, we're talking about Hank Williams, what was left of the glam music coming out, which was a big thing in the early 50s, all these other things, and up till the end of the 60s when we got the Moody Blues. So, you know, it was a big variety of music. What we're going to do now, we're going to carry on. We're going to have a bit of Rhythm of the Rain by the Cascades.
Looking for a brand new start, but little does she know.
that it would go and let me cry in vain and let me be alone again. Oh, listen to the falling rain. Pitter patter, pitter patter. Oh, listen, listen to the falling rain. Pitter patter, pitter patter.
Oh. Here at Gosport Hospital Radio, we're always on the lookout for new volunteers to help us entertain people like you. From request collectors, fundraisers, engineers to presenters, whatever you can do, whatever time you have available, we'll make use of it. Full training is given, so why not give us a try? Call 023 9260 1600 or visit us online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk for full details.
I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me. Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicion.
Oh, it's my heart. Keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part us up?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious cause your love is so hard to find.
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why torture me?
Right, that was Suspicion. Well, we're just coming up to the news, so stay with us and I'll see you after the news.
Playing Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio. Bringing Gosport closer to you. Bob Whitbread on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. The good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So please be honest,
with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss the good life goodbye.
Nice, quiet, nice lays after the news, isn't it, with a cup of tea. The Good Life by the great Tony Bennett from 1963. It's a song by Sacha Distel with French lyrics by Jean Broussel, published in 62. It was featured in the movie The Seven Deadly Sins, best known in the English-speaking world as 1966 recording by Tony Bennett, who we've just heard. Became a number 18 hit on the US pop singles charts and rose to number 27 on the UK singles chart. Good Life became one of Tony Bennett's staple songs and was featured on four of his top-selling albums, including the 1994 MTV Unplugged. Right, well, welcome back. I'm going to... The next couple of tracks is going to be about our band of the week, which, of course, is another 60s band, Jerry and the Pacemakers. Well known for... There must have been... They were considered to be the second best band since from the Beatles, but we'll go through them in a minute anyway. The band released their first single in 1963 entitled How Do You Do It. Could not have gone any better for the band, as their debut single went straight to number one in the UK. What was even more spectacular was the fact that the band's subsequent two single releases also went to number one. However, after their first three single hits number one, the band would never have another one single for the rest of their career. Nonetheless, they would still find themselves in the top 10 in various countries multiple times over the next 3 years. Jerry Marsden and his band didn't stay together for very long. The band released just a handful of albums between 63 and 66. Like many of the British Invasion bands, such as the Dave Clark Five, Herman's Hermits, Rolling Stones and the Beatles, the albums released in the US were often different from the UK releases. And on top of top 10 Jerry and the Pacemakers songs, this presents 10 of the biggest hits they released from 63 to 66. So they were monumental in size, really. It's strange, really, because they went through a long period, and I think there's all versions of the Pacemakers, but their music really hit home. They were an English group, as we know, come from Liverpool, known for their significant contributions to the 1960 music scene, particularly the Merseybeat genre. Jerry and the Pacemakers were formed in 1959 by Jerry Marsden, along with his brother Fred Marsden, Les Chadwick and Arthur McCone. They gained fame in the early 60s, becoming one of the first bands to achieve three consecutive number ones. You'll be hearing these in a minute. That's How Do You Do It, I Like It, and You'll Never Walk Alone. No, I don't think I've got that one. Anyway, we'll see. This record stood unmatched for 20 years until it was equaled by another Liverpool band, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. So there you are. So let's have a listen to the next two or three tracks. You've got I Like It, How Do You Do It, and I've forgotten what the third one is now. Just looking through my playlist, it is You'll Never Walk Alone. Right, so here we go. Let's have a bit of Beatles, Jerry Pacemakers nostalgia, shall we?
Do you do what you do to me? I am feeling blue. like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me, how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you. An arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me, how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you when I do it to you. The way you tickle my chin, and I like the way you let me come in when your mama ain't there. I like it, I like it. I like the words you say and all the things you do. And I like the way you straighten my tie, and I like the way you're winking your eye, and I know I like you. You know I like you. Driving me insane. Kiss me once more, that's another thing I like you for. I like it, I like it. I like the funny feeling being here with you. And I like it more with every day. And I like it always hearing you say you're liking it too. You're liking it too. I'm asking you, what do you wanna do? Do you agree that the world is made for you and me? I like it, I like it. I love the funny feeling being here with you. And I like it more with every day. And I like it always hearing you say you're liking it too. You're liking it too.
Since 1993, this is Gosport Hospital Radio.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver sound of love. Walk on. And blow
Right, well, there you are. That was Joan the Pacemakers. We're going to play later on in about an hour or so, or just before then, another batch of their records. But as I said earlier on, they only had three big hits. But funny enough, a lot of them remembered. That's one in particular, You Never Walk Alone, which came from a film, Carousel. And they made it a big hit, and now it's the Liverpool Football Club song, isn't it? So, and it's always played, funny enough, at funerals and people where they want to feel good about life and families and all that sort of stuff. So the lyrics are very good. And then you had Ferry Across the Mersey. Right, now I'm going to see what I've just been doing now. I'm going to catch up with you. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to do the remembery things, you know, the old... I know what I was going to do. I was going to read out a couple of bits of news. Well, they're actually, it's late news, really. I mean, one is Jenny Murray, the famous broadcaster. She was age 75, born on 12th of May 1950, and she died on the 12th of March of this year. She was a journalist and broadcaster, best known for presenting BBC Radio 4's Women's Hour from 1987 to 2020. And she had some controversial views, which got her into... it's a shame, really, because the comments she was saying were just obvious ones, but some people take things nowadays as very serious. And she got, but she was a good, you know, strong woman, and she stood up to it. And the other one we lost was Chuck Norris. Now, if you don't remember him, he used to be around in a lot of films. I think he's doing Walker Texas Ranger, isn't he, on television now? That's out, and he done the Delta Force and the Way of the Dragon opposite Bruce Lee. He was 86, and he just recently died. So there are a couple of well-known people who have gone on to other things upstairs, and it's a shame to see him go. But Jenny Murray had some illnesses for a few years anyway, so anyway. So I thought I'd point that out. Right, now, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do my family... Oh, I don't think I mentioned, I thought I'd clear that up. I played the record Suspicion. Now, everyone remembers that one as Elvis Presley. But in fact, the guy that sang it was Terry Stafford. He sang it in 1964. He was the actual writer of the song. He was an American singer and songwriter, best known for his 64 hit Suspicion. And he was 1973 country music hit Amarillo by Morning. And Terry Stafford was also known for his Elvis Presley sound-alike voice. So you can understand why. So I thought I'd mention that. Right, now we're going to go on to, if I can find it. Yes, I can find it. If I can't, yes, I can. Everyone listens to the programme now. I'm always prattling on about bits of paper I've got all over the place. I'm sorry, but I'm just one of those persons that needs the paper. I can't do things from a little, tiny little phone. Right, now, this week we're going to have a variety of things. This is my Radio and TV Times Memory Lane thing. And I play a little tune, and you have to remember what year this track come out with. This a program could either be a TV, radio, or film program, and you get 2 points if you get it right. If you get it wrong, you get one of these, and nearly everyone gets it wrong, you know. But I have tried to bring these up to date slightly. I always get criticized, but it's very hard to do that because these are a lot of radio programs as well, and of course people don't listen to the BBC doesn't do these programs anymore anyway. So, the first one starts off, and I think there's five today. Yes, there's five today, and I'll play the first one. Right, yes, did you get that? Very famous tune. Although it sounds very recent, I've just looked at the year, and it came from the comedy series Fawlty Towers, TV comedy, and went on from 1975 to 1979, with starring John Cleese and Connie Booth, broadcast on BBC Two in 1975. Two series of six episodes each were made. The plot centred on the tense Rude, and put upon owner Basil Fawlty, John Cleese, and his bossy wife Sybil, Prunella Scales, and the sensible chambermaid Polly Booth, who played the part of Booth, who often is the peacemaker and voice of reason, and the hapless and English-challenged Spanish waiter Manuel, who was played by Andrew Sachs. So, if you've got 1975 or 79 when it finished, and you've got 40 Towers, give yourself 4 points for that. Right? I think that was fairly easy, wasn't it? Right, well, it's going to be a slightly harder one here, so see if you can work this one out. That was, of course, from theme Yes Minister, TV series 1980 to 1984. And there was a sequel done in 1986 to 1988, a British political satire sitcom written by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, comprising 3 7-episode series that was first transmitted on BBC Two in 1980 to 1964. And I've forgotten the name of it. I haven't got the actor's name there. Anyway, it was very famous. In fact, you can go on an airplane on holiday now and you've got those backseat screens. This is one of the things they were always showing. It's supposed to be non-political, but it's non-apolitical. Yeah. All right, so give yourself 2 points for that. Okay, we'll go on to the next one. Ring any bells? Well, that's from the classic BBC radio theme Top of the Form from 1948 to 1986. A radio and television quiz show for teams from secondary schools in the United Kingdom, which ran for 38 years from 1948 to 1986. The programme began on Saturday 1948 as a radio series, and it was at 7:30 p.m. on the light programme. Progressed to become a TV series from 1962 to 1965. The last broadcast was on Tuesday, the 2nd of December. And Tune Marching Strings composition credited to Marshall Ross was the theme for many years, though, for the last few series. And, of course, I remember it when it went on to television. And, of course, you still had youngsters in shorts and shirts and ties on, all screwy whiffy. The only thing they didn't necessarily wore was their hats, but they had to have their blazers on. So it was quite... you can imagine that now, can't you? Yeah. Right, anyway, so if you've got 1948, and that's 2 points. If you've got the classic radio theme for Top of the Form, then that's another 2 points. Okay? Right, now we're going to go on to the next one. And this one, you'll definitely know the tune, because it's in the words. Just like playing a tune. It takes you back a bit, doesn't it, that one? Well, it should take you back, because the year for that, when it first came out, have you guessed the year of that? 1966. Went on for 2 years, and we all know now, listening to that, it's the Batman's TV theme. 1960 American television series based on the DC comic-based character of the same name. It stars Adam West as Batman and Burt Ward as Robin, the two crime-fighting heroes who defend Gotham City. Aired on the American Broadcasting Company network for three seasons from January 66 until March 68. The show was aired twice weekly for its first two seasons, resulting in the production of a total of 120 episodes. Batman theme, the title song of the 1966 Batman series, was composed by Neil Hefti. So give yourself 2 points if you've got the year 1966. Batman was already in it, so you're going to get 2 points for that, okay? Right, we're going to come up to the last one. This is more of a British one, I think, yep.
Over the points, over the points, over the points, over the points. The 6-5 special steaming down the line. The 6-5 special right on time. Coal in the boiler burning up bright. We're rolling in the rocking through the night. My heart's beating, cause I'll be meeting the 6-5 special at the station tonight. The 6-5 special better not be late. The 6-5 special platform 8. Train starts breaking hard as can be. Station's a shaking like a tree. And I want to listen, that special kiss. And when the 6-5 special brings my baby to me, hear the whistle blowing 12 to the bar. See the lights are glowing bright as a star. Now the whistle's slowing, can't be far. Over the points, over the points, over the points, over the points. The 6-5 special steaming down the line. The 6-5 special right on time. Coal in the boiler burning up bright. Rolling and rocking through the night. My heart's beating, cause I'll be meeting the 6-5 special at the station tonight. Hear the whistle blowing 12 to the bar. See the lights are glowing bright as a star. Now the whistle's slowing, can't be far. Over the points, over the points, over the points, over the points. The 6-5 special better not be late. The 6-5 special platform 8. Train starts a breaking hard as can be. Stations are shaking like a tree. And I won't be missing that special kissing when the 6-5 special brings my baby to me. Over the points, over the points, over the points, over the points. When the 6-5 special brings my baby back to me. Over the points, 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 over the points.
Right, there he goes. For those of you who were born in the late 40s, you will remember that very well, because it was in the 40s, because it was a very famous TV program, wasn't it? And it came from the 6-5 special, which, believe it or not, is what it was called. That was sung by Don Lang and his Frantic Five. And he was the backing band for the program all the time. And he also produced a couple of big hits as well himself. I think one of them was... forgotten it. One of those... yeah, no, it's gone out of my mind. Anyway, so the programme went from 1957-58. Only a year, British television programme launched in February, when both television and rock and roll were in the infancy in Britain, and 6-5 Special was the BBC's first attempt at a rock and roll programme, and its title was derived from its broadcast time as it aired at 6:05. Listen to this, 5 minutes after the news finished. I mean, the news was only on for 5 minutes. Can you believe that? On Saturday evening, Josephine Douglas, initially disc jockey Pete Murray, were its presenters, with Murray, Pete Murray, using the catchphrase, "Time to drive," and the old 6-5. Yeah, it wouldn't wash now, would it? And its resident band was Don Lang and his Frantic Five. So I hope you enjoyed that. There's five of those today, and I hope you've... there's no prizes in this, but I do this every week, and I think it sort of pulls the cobwebs back a bit to the programs you might remember when you were a youngster. So there you are. I'll just repeat those years again. It was 1957-58. So as he was singing the title in the program, you can only give yourself two. Right, let's listen to a bit of Doris Day from the Black Hills of Dakota.
Beautiful Indian country that I love. Lost my heart in the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, where the pines are so high that they kiss the sky above. And when I get that lonesome feeling and a miles away from home, I hear the voice of the mystic mountains calling me back home. So take me back to the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love.
And when I get that lonesome feeling and I'm miles away from home,
I hear the voice of the mystic mountains calling me back home. So take me back to the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love, to the beautiful Indian country that I love.